Standard Chinese, a modular approach. Biographic Information Module, Unit 6. Comprehension, Tape 1.
This unit is set in the ROC. In the last two units, we took up questions of when. On this tape, you'll learn to understand questions and answers about how long. Let's listen in as Mrs. Ouyang asks Mr. King, the Foreign Service Officer, about his plans. How long are you staying?
你住多久? 你住多久?
I'm staying 1 year.
我住一年.
Here's the verb to stay or to live.
住.
You've had the verb 住 followed by 在 plus a place word. In these sentences, it's followed by a duration phrase. Here's how you say how long.
多久.
You'll recognize the word 多, meaning how, as in 多大, how old. The word 久 means long in the sense of duration. Word for word then, the question 你住多久 is you stay how long. Listen to the answer again. I'm staying 1 year.
我住一年.
Here's how you say 1 year.
一年.
When telling how many years, no counter is used. Notice that the tone on 1, e, becomes falling before the rising tone of 年,
一年.
Here's the exchange again. How long are you staying?
你住多久?
I'm staying 1 year.
我住一年.
Notice that 多久, how long, and the duration expressions that answer it, like 一年, 1 year, come after the verb. You'll remember that when, 什么时候, and the time expressions which answer it, come before the verb. Listen to the exchange again, live.
你住多久?
我住一年.
Again.
你住多久?
我住一年.
Check your comprehension.
你住多久?
How long are you staying?
我住一年.
I'm staying for 1 year. On their way to Taiwan, the King stopped in Hong Kong. Mr. King had to leave for Taiwan the next day, but Mrs. King stayed a little longer. Here's a question Mr. King might have been asked while he was still in Hong Kong. How long is your wife staying?
你太太住多久?
She's staying 2 days.
她住两天.
Listen to the speaker count from 1 day to 5 days.
一天，两天，三天，四天，五天.
Notice that the tone on the number 1 also becomes falling before the high tone of the word 天, 一天. In telling how many days, just as in telling how many years, no counter is used. You'll remember that in a phrase telling how many, the number 2 has the special form, 两. Now listen to the exchange again, live.
你太太住多久?
她住两天.
Again.
你太太住多久?
她住两天.
Suppose Mr. King was not definite about his wife's plans. Listen. How long is your wife staying in Hong Kong?
你太太在香港住多久? 你太太在香港住多久?
I think she's staying 2 days.
我想她住两天. 我想她住两天.
Here's the verb to think or to believe.
想.
Notice that when a place and a duration are mentioned in the same sentence, the place goes before the verb and the duration goes after the verb. Here's the exchange live.
你太太在香港住多久?
我想她住两天.
Again.
你太太在香港住多久?
我想她住两天.
Check your comprehension.
你太太在香港住多久?
How long is your wife staying in Hong Kong?
我想她住两天。
I think she's staying 2 days. The verb 想 can also be used for a different meaning. Listen to this exchange. How long are you thinking of staying?
你想住多久？你想住多久？
I'm thinking of staying 1 year.
我想住一年。我想住一年。
When the verb 想 is followed by a whole sentence, as in 我想他住两天, it means to think that such and such is the case. I think that she's staying 2 days. When it's followed by just a predicate, it acts as an auxiliary verb meaning to be thinking of doing something, or to plan or intend to do something. 我想住一年, I'm thinking of staying 1 year. Here's the exchange live.
你想住多久？
我想住一年。
Again,
你想住多久？
我想住一年。
Check your comprehension.
你想住多久？
How long are you thinking of staying?
我想住一年。
I'm thinking of staying 1 year. So far, we haven't had a duration expressed in months. When telling how many months, you do use a counter. The general counter, ge. 1 year is 一年, but 1 month is 一个月. Listen to the speaker count up to 5 months.
一个月，两个月，三个月，四个月，五个月。
Listen for the duration in months in the following exchange. How long are you thinking of staying in Taiwan?
你想在台湾住多久？你想在台湾住多久？
I'm thinking of staying 6 months.
我想住六个月。我想住六个月。
Here's the exchange live.
你想在台湾住多久？
我想住六个月。
Again.
你想在台湾住多久？
我想住六个月。
An auxiliary verb, like 想, comes not just before the main verb of a sentence, but also before any prepositional verb. Listen to the following sentence with and without the auxiliary verb 想. I work in Taipei.
我在台北工作。我在台北工作。
I'm thinking of working in Taipei.
我想在台北工作。我想在台北工作。
The auxiliary verb qualifies the meaning of the entire verb phrase, not just the main verb. What you're thinking of doing is working in Taipei, not simply working. A duration can also be expressed in weeks. Here's the word for week.
星期星期星期
You'll probably remember it from the names of the days of the week. For instance, 星期四 Thursday. Here's a duration expressed in weeks.Listen.
你朋友想住多久？
他想住两个星期。
You'll notice that weeks, like months, are counted with 个. 2 days is 两天, but 2 weeks is 两个星期. Here's the exchange again.
你朋友想住多久？
他想住两个星期。
Check your comprehension.
你朋友想住多久？
How long is your friend thinking of staying?
他想住两个星期。
He's thinking of staying 2 weeks. To review these expressions of duration, try translating the following sentences. You'll hear each one twice.
我想住两年。我想住两年。
I'm thinking of staying 2 years.
我在台中。住九个月。我在台中住九个月。
I'm staying in Taichung 9 months.
我想在台北住两个月。我想在台北住两个月。
I'm thinking of staying in Taipei 2 months.
我在台南住一个星期。我在台南住一个星期。
I'm staying in Tainan a week.
我住三年。我住三年。
I'm staying 3 years.
我想在香港住十天。我想在香港住十天。
I'm thinking of staying in Hong Kong 10 days.
你想住多久？你想住多久？
How long are you thinking of staying? Questions about how many days, weeks, months, or years use the question word 几, how many, which takes the place of the number in the duration phrase. Try translating the following duration questions. You'll hear each one twice.
你想住几年？你想住几年？
How many years are you thinking of staying?
你想住几天？你想住几天？
How many days are you thinking of staying?
你想住几个月？你想住几个月？
How many months are you thinking of staying?
你想住几个星期？你想住几个星期？
How many weeks are you thinking of staying? Now listen to a discussion of how long Mr. King has already been in Taiwan. How long have you been here?
你来了多久了？你来了多久了？
I've been here 3 days.
我来了三天了。我来了三天了。
Notice that these sentences have 2 le markers. The le marker after the verb marks completed action. The le marker after the duration phrase marks a new situation. In the plain sentence, 他来了, he's come, the 2 le markers are combined into 1. But when there's a duration expression after the verb, each of the 2 meanings is expressed by a separate marker. Listen to the exchange again. How long have you been here?
你来了多久了？你来了多久了？
I've been here 3 days.
我来了三天了。我来了三天了。
When you're talking about the present, the new situation marker le can be translated as of now. In duration sentences, however, a better equivalent is the expression so far, as in, I've been here 3 days so far. The so far translation suggests that whatever has been going on for the amount of time you mention will keep going on. Here's the exchange again, live.
你来了多久了？
我来了三天了。
Again.
你来了多久了？
我来了三天了。
Check your comprehension.
你来了多久了？
How long have you been here?
我来了三天了。
I've been here 3 days. You may have noticed that in English we talk about the situation. I've been here for 3 days. While in Chinese, you talk about the action that brought the situation about.
我来了三天了。
The function of the new situation le marker can best be understood if we consider a situation in which it would not be used. Listen to this continuation of the conversation, which is taking place after Mr. and Mrs. King have both arrived in Taiwan. How long did your wife stay in Hong Kong?
你太太在香港住了多久？你太太在香港住了多久？
She stayed 2 days.
她住了两天。她住了两天。
Since Mrs. King is no longer in Hong Kong, Mr. King can't say that she has been there 2 days now. He has to say she was there for 2 days. So the new situation marker le is not used. Listen to the exchange live.
你太太在香港住了多久？
啊，住了两天。
Again.
你太太在香港住了多久？
啊，住了两天。
Check your comprehension.
你太太在香港住了多久？
How long did your wife stay in Hong Kong?
啊，住了两天。
She stayed 2 days. Let's compare sentences with and without the new situation marker, le. How long did she stay there?
她住了多久?
How long has she been here?
她住了多久了?
The first sentence, with one le marker after the verb, only asks about how long the activity took place. How long did she stay? The second sentence, with two le markers, asks about how long the activity has been taking place as of now. Let's go back to an earlier sentence. You'll remember that we said that in the sentence, 她来了, she's come, the le marker had two meanings, completed action and new situation. Now listen to the same sentence said under different circumstances. Mr. King is being asked whether someone came to a party he gave the previous week. Did he come?
他来了吗? 他来了吗?
Yes, he came.
来了,他来了。来了,他来了。
In this context, since the man could not be still at a party that took place a week before, the syllable le after the verb lie is taken to be the completed action le alone and is translated with the English past tense. Here's the exchange live.
他来了吗?
来了,他来了。
Again,
他来了吗?
来了,他来了。Check
your comprehension.
他来了吗?
Did he come?
来了,他来了。
Yes, he came. Now listen to how Mr. King would have answered if the person hadn't come to his party. Did he come?
他来了吗? 他来了吗?
No, he didn't.
没来,他没来。没来,他没来。
Notice that since there is no new situation le in the affirmative sentence, there is no hi yet in the negative sentence. Compare a sentence which negates just completed action le to a sentence which negates combined le. He didn't come.
他没来。他没来。
He hasn't come, or he hasn't come yet.
他还没来。他还没来。
Here's the exchange live.
他来了吗?
没来,他没来。
Again,
他来了吗?
没来,他没来。
Check your comprehension.
他来了吗?
Did he come?
没来,他没来。
No, he didn't. To review what you've had so far, listen to the following dialogue, which takes place shortly after Mr. Perez, a Foreign Service officer, has arrived at the American Embassy Chinese Language School in Taichung for language training.
白先生,你来了几天了?
我来了4天了。你在香港住了多久? 我住了1个月。你想在这里住多久? 我想住2年。Again,
白先生,你来了几天了?
我来了4天了。你在香港住了多久?
我住了1个月。你想在这里住多久?
我想住2年。See
if you understood the conversation.
白先生,你来了几天了?
Mr. Perez, how many days have you been here?
我来了4天了。I've
been here 4 days.
你在香港住了多久?
How long did you stay in Hong Kong?
我住了1个月。I
stayed 1 month.
你想在这里住多久?
How long are you thinking of staying here?
我想住2年。
I'm thinking of staying 2 years. Now listen to Miss Lin ask Mr. Perez if he has been in Taiwan before. Have you ever been here before?
你从前来过吗? 你从前来过吗?
I've never been here before.
我从前没来过。我从前没来过。
Here's the word for formerly, or before.
从前，从前，从前。
We've translated the marker 过 of 来过 with the word ever in the affirmative and never in the negative. This marker is used to talk about whether someone has ever experienced a certain kind of event. The completed action marker 了, on the other hand, is used to talk about a particular single event. Listen to the exchange again. Have you ever been here before?
你从前来过吗？你从前来过吗？
I've never been here before.
我从前没来过。我从前没来过。
Notice that the marker 过, like the completed action marker 了, is negated with 没 rather than 不. But while the marker 了 drops out in a negative sentence, the marker 过 stays. Here's the exchange live.
你从前来过吗？
我从前没来过。
Again,
你从前来过吗？
我从前没来过。
Check your comprehension.
你从前来过吗？
Have you ever been here before?
我从前没来过。
I've never been here before. Now listen to a slightly expanded version of this exchange, live.
你从前来过吗？
我从前没来过，我太太来过。
Again,
你从前来过吗？
我从前没来过，我太太来过。
Check your comprehension.
你从前来过吗？
Have you ever been here before?
我从前没来过。
I've never been here before.
我太太来过。
My wife's been here. Here's a live conversation for review. Mr. Huang has just arrived in Washington. On his way from Taiwan, he stopped off in California to do some sightseeing. Listen.
黄先生，你在加州住了多久？
我住了一个星期，加州很好。
请问你在美国住多久？
我住三年。
你从前来过吗？
我从前没来过。
Again,
黄先生，你在加州住了多久？
我住了一个星期，加州很好。
请问你在美国住多久？
我住三年。
你从前来过吗？
我从前没来过。
See if you understood what was said.
黄先生，你在加州住了多久？
Mr. Huang, how long did you stay in California?
我住了一个星期。
I stayed 1 week.
加州很好。
California is very nice.
请问你在美国住多久？
May I ask, how long are you staying in America?
我住三年。
I'm staying 3 years.
你从前来过吗？
Have you ever been here before?
我从前没来过。
I've never been here before. As a final review, try translating the following sentences and exchanges from the target list. Number one.
你来了多久了？
How long have you been here?Number two.
你太太在香港住多久？
How long is your wife staying in Hong Kong?
我想她住两天。
I think she's staying 2 days. Number three.
李太太没来。
Mrs. Lee didn't come. Number four.
你从前来过吗？
Have you ever been here before?
我从前没来过。
I've never been here before.
我太太来过。
My wife's been here. Number five.
我住一年。
I'm staying 1 year. Number 6.
你想在台湾住多久?
How long are you thinking of staying in Taiwan?
我想住六个月。
I'm thinking of staying 6 months. Number 7.
我来了两个星期了。
I've been here 3 weeks. Number 8.
你太太在香港住了多久?
How long did your wife stay in Hong Kong?
她住了两天。
She stayed 2 days. Number 9.
我住一年。
I'm staying 1 year.You may want to rewind and listen to this last part of the tape again. If you think you're ready, go on to the P1 tape. This is the end of the tape. End of Biographic Information Module, Unit 6, Comprehension Tape 1.